plan of God for you is good all the time. Today, Kenneth Copeland and guest Jerry Savelle discuss how we are to search God's Word and discover how to receive our daily benefits from Him. Now, let's join Kenneth.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. We're going to have a good time on here today. You're going to be glad that you're here. I can promise you that before we even get started. Father, we thank you for it. We give you praise and thanksgiving for this good life because you are so good. And it's marvelous in our eyes. And we thank you and praise you today in Jesus' name. Amen. Brother Jerry, welcome to this broadcast again today, man. Yesterday when we closed, I've known this, I've believed this for over 46 years, but yesterday's broadcast, it just got bigger. Mm-hmm. You were talking about when God was creating, He said He created it. Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. He created that. Oh, yeah, that's good. And all of this He was doing to give to man. He created all this mighty universe for His family. Mm-hmm. And He just kept doing it. And then He created His man, and He said, that's very good. Yeah, and He's doing all of these good things. God, all good, all good gifts, James said, come down from God. Why? Because He's good. There's no bad in Him. He's good, and He has good plans. Mm-hmm. And if you just take the time to do just a little bit of study, you find out He is good from here to here.
That's right.
There's no bad about Him or in Him.
That's the reason you need to draw the battle lines.
Yes, you do.
That's the first sermon I ever heard you preach. You stood up there on that platform at Life Tabernacle in Shreveport, Louisiana, reading John 10:10, the thief cometh not but for to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus said, I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. And you took the heel of your shoe and drew a line on the carpet on that platform and said, if it's good, it's from God. If it's bad, it's from the devil. If it produces life, it's from God. If it's stealing and killing and destroying, it's from the devil. Now, don't ever mix them up again. that got on the inside of me.
Well, now, and you take Deuteronomy 30:19, where God literally said that. Mm-hmm. He said, I place before you life, death, blessing, cursing.
Yeah.
Therefore, you choose life, which is coupled with the blessing, so that you and your family after you can live.
Yeah.
So He split it up right then. In fact, the historical records show that He was dramatic about it. He put it all on a mountain on this side and a mountain on this side, and everybody was out there and everybody could see it, that God is good. He's life. He's blessing. Cling to God, for He is your life. And over here was death, mm-hmm, and the curse. And they were two different mountains, man. There's no way you can mix those mountains up.
And then I think it's interesting, He said, now you make the choice.
You make the choice, He'd already made His choice, hadn't he?
He'd made His choice that, hey, I've prepared a good life for you. Now, you want it? Choose it. It's yours. It's already been prearranged for you. If that's the way you want to live, it's already out there for you.
Now, you're going to have to receive it by faith.
Yeah.
Faith is your connector. And to what? Faith is your connector to the grace. And the grace of God is what gave it to you in the first place. It is by faith, so that it might be by grace, that the promise might be sure to all the seed. His promise is just as strong to me. He'll hear me. He'll hear you in the name of Jesus just as quick as He heard Jesus when He was on the earth.
That's right. Well, Jesus said, show them that you love them as much as you love me.
As much as you do me.
Yeah. You know, talking about everything God created was good. David in Psalm 8, I picture him standing out on the balcony of the palace, and he's looking out at the stars, he's looking at the moon, looking at God's creation, and he's seeing all this beauty. And then this thought comes, what is man that you're mindful of him?
And who am
In
I?
Other words, why would you even have a thought about the likes of us? And then God says, and I'm saying it's Savelle version, He tells him in the King James that I've crowned you with glory and honor. David is saying, why would you have anything to do with the likes of us? And God says, because you're my prized creation. I made all this for you.
For you.
I've crowned you with glory and honor. I've even put all of this under your authority. I did all this so you could have a good life. Now, obviously, sin interrupted that. But Jesus...
Because God did that before there was any sin.
That's right.
And He's never changed His mind.
No, He never changed His mind.
Yeah, I see that.
But thank God Jesus came and was made to be sin for us, that we might have right standing with God, just like Adam did before sin ever occurred.
Oh, yeah.
So what Jesus did, not only redeem our lives, but He restored our ability to live the good life like God had planned for Adam when He created him.
He got it all back.
Got it back, praise God.
Like it never even happened.
Now, all a person has to do is get on that path.
Yes, sir.
And then here's the good part. He sent the Holy Spirit to be our guide, and He knows where this path leads. He knows what's in that path. If I just determine that I'm going to let the Holy Spirit be my guide and keep me on that path, then I'm eventually going to have days after days after days of benefits and blessings and favor and good things happening.
Every day.
And even if something negative happens, why, it's not permanent. It's temporary. Paul said, if you can see it, it's subject to change. Even if the devil tries to get me off that path or tries to interfere with the good life that God's planned, I can treat him like Paul did. None of this moves me. I'm on the path to the good life, praise God.
Cast him out.
Yeah.
And get on the road. Amen. Yeah. I'll tell you, Jerry.
Look, that Ephesians 2:10, once again from the Amplified, it says, taking paths which he prepared ahead of time that we should walk in them, living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us to live. Now, let's couple that together with what Paul said in his letter to the Corinthian church. Eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them that love him. And he goes on to say, the only way that we could possibly know all the things that God has prepared for those that love him, it'd have to be revealed to us by the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
But that tells me, even though the life I'm presently living, I would describe it as the good life. But I hear God saying in what Paul said, son, you haven't seen anything
yet. You ain't seen nothing yet, boy.
There are things I've prepared for you that are out there that you haven't even reached into yet.
Beyond what you could even ask me for.
Yeah.
Isn't that good?
Well, there's another point. Beyond what you can ask or think. But if you go back and read Ephesians 3, where that 20th verse talks about he's able to do exceeding abundant above all we ask or think, according to the power that worketh within us, if you go back and read that whole thing, the power he's talking about is the power to conceive the power to see that on the inside
of you. Let's read that, Jerry. That's right here in this third chapter.
Yeah, Ephesians 3:10. He starts out with praying that we'll get a revelation of the love of God. The length, the breadth, the depth, the height of the love of God, that you might know the love of God. And then he says, eventually in verse 20, that he's able to do exceeding abundant above all that we might ask or think. But look at verse 18, that you may be able to comprehend, to comprehend something is to get a revelation of it,
mm-hmm, yes.
is to be able to take it in, to grasp it. And he started with this, talking about, I'm praying that you'll get a revelation of how much God loves you. If you ever get a revelation of how much God loves you, if you can comprehend that, that's going to move you into the place where you can begin to experience exceeding abundant above all you can ask or think. And the Amplified goes on to say, even dream or imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I'm a pretty big dreamer, but God says, I'm bigger than that.
I was into that. I was studying specifically in the love of God because I'd been given the assignment of stripping fear from God's people.
Yeah.
This is back right after
right.
9/11. And so, you know, he said that you may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth, length, depth, height, and to know the love. Have an intimate relationship with mm-hmm. the love. Now, 1 John 4:18 says, perfected love casteth out fear.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You begin to get a revelation and insight of how much God loves you
yeah.
and how much Jesus loves you and how committed He is to us.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, Jerry, fear takes a hike.
Yeah.
It just gets to the point where fear just loses its formidability. It just doesn't look big anymore. It's just, love gets where it looks so big.
Right.
Now, when that happens, what takes place? This then begins to function. Fear begins to subside, and all of a sudden you begin, faith then begins to rise.
Right.
Impossibilities begin to look possible, not only possible, hey, this is going to happen.
Right, right.
So in that, then this begins to come to pass. Filled with the fullness of God, who is love, you begin to know how much He loves me.
Right.
He begins to fill up everything.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I done preach me happy. You done set me on fire this morning, man.
Praise that, God.
And the love of God begins to fill you on the inside, and you're like old Caleb and Joshua, back, God, give me that mountain.
Yeah.
That's mine. I'm going to take it today.
Yeah. And then you talk about the good life when fear is a thing of the past. Now, what's the greatest fear that most people, including most of God's people, have today? In a bad economy, recession, the fear of not having enough, the fear of how am I going to get these needs met? How am I going to pay my bill? How am I going to keep everything?
Losing what I've got.
That's the greatest fear. So it sounds like to me, in times like these, the smartest thing the body of Christ could do, those that are fearing those things like the rest of the world, they need to get a revelation of the love of God.
Oh, absolutely.
Because if you get a revelation of how much God loves you, you start thinking like this. Well, why wouldn't He meet my needs? He loves me. Why wouldn't He take care of me in times like these? He says He loves me. When you get a revelation of the love of God, which then opens up why He put that blessing on your life, and why He's put favor in your life, that's all a part of the love of God, then your attitude begins to become, no matter what's happening around you, you don't fear it. Because you know He loves you, you know the blessing's working, you know the favor's working, and you know somehow, some way, He's going to get you through this. He's done it before, He's going to do it again, and He'll keep doing it over and over again.
So what are you upset about? I mean, I was in first place, I was really tired, and there was some stuff going on with my body, and I really was tired of it. I want this off of me. And so I'm pressing my faith. Faith comes by hearing with the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Lord, the word of the Lord came to me. He said, Kenneth, do I heal you because you've got faith? And he said, now, it's good that you have faith because your faith is what connects you to me. But he said, Kenneth, I don't heal you because you got faith, son. I heal you because I love you.
Yeah, that's good.
Jerry, when he said that, all that struggle just went out the door. Yeah. I said, oh, forgive me, sir. My, I've been struggling, fussing around here with this. He said, I saved you because I loved you. I filled you with the Holy Ghost because I love you. Mm-hmm. I heal you because I love you. I prosper you because I love you.
Yeah.
He said, it ain't because you got faith. Mm-hmm. He said, it's wonderful that you have faith because then it's by grace, and that's what made the connection. It is in the grace. It's in His favor, and the reason He favors you is because He loves you.
That's right.
Isn't that just...
And what a good life that produces. You know, not too long ago, I was in a Home Depot and picking up supplies. I was doing some work down at my lake house in Granbury, and I went in the Home Depot and picked up what I needed. I'm standing there at the cashier's desk, and there was a guy in front of me. And the cashier says to the guy in front of me, well, how's life treating you today? And man, I'm telling you, you had never heard so much negative stuff come out of one man's mouth. Oh, it was horrible. And I'm standing there listening to this. And then when he quit, she took up where he left off. And they both were having a horrible time. And I thought two things. Number one, how sad. Number two, these folks are preaching material. You know, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. They had no idea the good life that God had prepared for them. And then I thought about, hey, 44 years ago, I used to talk like that.
Yes, sir.
If somebody asked me, how's life treating you? I talked just like they did. I didn't know any better. I had no idea that God loved me so much that He had prearranged a good life for me. And I couldn't leave that place until I talked to that lady about, you know, the love of God. And I says, ma'am, I couldn't help but overhear your conversation with the man in front of me. And I said, it doesn't have to be that way. Life doesn't have to be that way. God loves you. And God has prearranged a good life for you. You just need to surrender your life to Him. Get in His Word. And I'm telling you, you will enter into life far better than you ever dreamed. I said, I know. It happened to me 44 years ago. Boy, you could tell. Just the entrance of that little bit of word I gave her, the light came on. You know, the entrance of His Word gives light. Most people have no clue, including many of God's people, that this good life has already been prearranged for them. And all we got to do is get on the path. And how do you get on that path? You make Jesus the Lord of your life. That's how you start. And then just allow the Holy Spirit to be your guide. Get in the Word. This is the path of life. This is God's manual for how to get on the path of life, the good life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Isn't that exciting?
I heard Bill Winston say that. He held his Bible up here like this. He said, we have been delivered from the authority of darkness and translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son. Mm-hmm. And this is our constitution, and it holds in it all that it takes for a good, full, wonderful, rich, healed life.
Yeah, praise God.
This is our Constitution.
Amen.
And you need to read the Constitution, brother.
Your Bill of Rights is in there.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. The real one. The real thing.
Yeah.
But really, looking at this as an example, our founders saw that and got a revelation of that as being the base for a form of government that would bring good things into the life of the citizens instead of a government that continually brought bad things into mm-hmm. the life of its citizens. Mm-hmm. And up until that time, there was no such thing as a good government. Now, you think about that. Mm. All the governments of the world, get so desperate in their taking away from people for the government and then doling it out and all this, and they're not big enough to take care of people, and they get in over their heads, and it with the same thing, and it turns into poverty over and over and over and over and over. And our founders saw from the Bible that we were created by God equal for the pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness.
Happiness. And they got that from the Bible.
They got it. They saw this is what God wanted us to have.
Right.
And that there is a way to have a government that would do that.
Mm-hmm.
And my point is this. When you patterned it after God, it did good for the people.
Yeah.
Now, all the rest of them did bad to the people.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Not patterned after
God. That's right.
So when you pattern after him, brother, it's going to have to be good, because God is good
and there ain't
no bad in him.
No bad in him.
Amen. And he loads us up every day with blessings.
And listen to this. Ephesians 2:7, the King James says this, that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Now, that's not just talking about when we get to heaven. He wrote this ages ago. I believe we're the generation that's going to see the manifested blessings and mercy and favor and goodness of God like no other generation has ever seen.
That, Jerry.
But listen how the Message translation reads here. Now, God has us where he wants us, with all the time in this world and the next, to shower his grace and his kindness upon us.
Isn't that good?
Has us right where he wants us. You get on that path and God says, now I got you where I want you, and I'm going to shower you with my grace, and I can load you up.
Oh, Father, we give you praise. Oh, Lord, we worship you for it. Now, Brother Jerry and I pray for you and your family and your household right now.
Yes.
Take hold of it. Believe you receive it means to take it by faith. It's mine. I receive from you, Father, right now in Jesus' name. And then don't you let the devil take it away from you, and you hear anything else other than the goodness of God. You just simply say, you're a liar, Satan, and the father of it. I don't have to believe nothing you say. And just keep on going. He can't make you think something. He can't make you say anything. And he can't make you do anything. Praise God.
Praise God.
Amen. Brother Jerry and I'll be back in just a moment.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. The 2013 Canada Victory Campaign, May 9th through 11th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at Hershey Center in Mississauga, Ontario, Canada. Living Victory West Coast Faith Encounter, Anaheim, California, May 31st through June 1st with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher. The 2013 Southwest Believers Convention, July 1st through 6th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests in Fort Worth, Texas. The daily grind of life can easily blind you to the reality that God loads us with his benefits, blessing us every day. At a time when unemployment, bankruptcy, and home foreclosures are at a record high, is it possible for believers to experience the blessing of God on a daily basis? The answer is yes. Let the blessing of God settle the daily chaos in your life. The eye-opening Experience the Blessing package contains the revolutionary book and 3-CD series, both titled Every Day a Blessing Day by Dr. Jerry Savelle. Designed to help you understand the principles of God's blessing in operation in your life, these resources illustrate practical ways to position yourself to receive a blessing every day. Actively applying these principles can help you achieve your highest expectations in life. Don't settle for living a barely get along lifestyle. Harness the power of God daily and live the life of continuous blessing. It belongs to you. Take hold of the power to prosper. Take hold of the blessing of God. Order your copy of Experience the Blessing package for only $26.99, a savings of 25%. Go to kcm.org/TV special, call our toll-free number, or write to us today. God has your life in the win column. Order Experience the Blessing Package today and make every day a blessing day. For an additional 10% off, order your package online.
Before we leave the air today, there's something I want to sow as a seed into your life, free and postpaid. Now, this is important. This little book that Gloria wrote, Living in Heaven's Blessings Now, and the impact of this little book is the same thing we've been talking about here. You expect it every day, every moment of every day. Mm-hmm. I'm a citizen of the kingdom of God. I live in this kingdom. I don't fret about what I'm going to wear or drink or eat. I praise God. Like Jesus said, I don't take thought, or I don't worry about that. That's mm-hmm. part of my covenant and so forth. I want to sow this into your life, believing God. There's a lot of things in this ministry that we've got our faith set for, praise the Lord, and this is one of the seeds that we're sowing with you. So use the information on your screen and get hold of this immediately. And of course, get the new blessing CD package and the new book that Brother Savelle wrote concerning this very message that we're talking about. The Word of God is greater than any circumstance that challenges your faith, your life. I don't care what it is. KCM has a 24-hour prayer line. We have trained prayer ministries on staff. They know how to pray the word of faith. They know how to believe God. They live and walk in these same things, praise God. Now, if you live outside the United States, check our offices for hours of operation. Some of them are 24 hours, some of them are not. So check the time, but you need to know this. Kenneth Copeland Ministries partner is here for you every day, day in and day out. Father, we pray for our partners.
Yes.
We pray for the opening of the eyes of our understanding of these things, that we are flooded with the light of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. We'll see you again tomorrow. This is Kenneth and Jerry reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Continue to grow in God's Word and build your faith. This week's Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. Remember to request your free book, Living in Heaven's Blessing Now by Gloria Copeland. Better understand the blessing of God that is your covenant promise. For faster processing, go to kcm.org. You can receive it as a mini book or download it from our website. For the mini book version, one per household, please. Offer good for 30 days.